It is time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McConnell Buick GMC and McCoy Outdoor Company, and the star of the show, and my buddy, Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning to you, man.
Well, first of all, good morning to you as well. Want to say also happy anniversary to my wife. This is my 40-something. I can't remember how many years it was. And I know, everybody's already told me that I should be nominated for sainthood, but it really is not.
I've never heard that from anybody, actually. Miss Kim, I'm on your side.
I hear you.
Gang up on you.
She's here. She's hearing right now too, so I can tell you that.
Yeah, I did tell her. I'm on her side. I do want to find out. So, maybe you have to take a day off for the anniversary. But how's fishing been before?
Well, we actually did that. That's when I asked her what she wanted to do. She said, "Hey, can we go fishing?" I said, "Yeah, sure, if you want to." "Well, it's your day off." I said, "Don't worry about it. Let's go fishing." And she put a whooping on me like she usually does, you know. So, yeah, that's what we did on the day off to celebrate the anniversary, you know. So, anyway, you know me, man, a hopeless romantic. Take your wife fishing on the end.
Well, it's why, I mean, I should tell everybody I know. It's like, even when he's not guiding, he's still fishing. It just happens to be on the guiding days that you get to go with him. But we're sitting here in September now. It's still, we've had some cooler temps, but, I mean, it's not exactly fall. But what are the fish thinking? I mean, we're like, are you in a summertime pattern? Is there any of that stuff beginning for fall pattern? What are you seeing?
It's not beginning yet, but, you know, certainly when we have the mornings like we're having this morning and in the last couple of days, when you get these air temperature drops, the shorter days, not nearly as much sun on the water, that's when you start to see that water temperature drop. When it gets under 75 degrees, which is usually, actually, quite honestly, usually about mid-October, but when it's heading that way is when you start to see that shrimp migration that you're talking about. I haven't seen that yet, but it's not far away, so we're going to be talking a lot about that in the next 6 weeks or so, you know, watching for those kind of shrimp migration with birds diving on them, mm-hmm. and flakes like that. There's still a lot of shrimp. So back to your original question, yeah, it's still a summertime deal. Even though with the air temperature in the morning especially tells us it's like heading for fall, it's not there water temperature-wise yet. I was showing 81 degrees this morning, early this morning. So it's still on up there. It's got to get under 75 before things really truly start happening. But the fishing's just been fantastic. The water in the bay, it's really pretty. The water to the sound is just beautiful. And we've had, you know, oddly enough, this diurnal pattern where we're having this north wind in the morning and it gets calm during the middle of the day and then swings around to the south in the afternoon. But, man, that morning time bite with that north wind early in the morning, the cycle that we're on right now with a good high tide in the morning and starting to fall right at daylight, that's just perfect, you know. So everything's there for some great fishing. Probably not a lot of people think about September as being a good fishing month, and it's good. It's kind of back to school, back to work, and mm-hmm. into vacation time. But the fishing's still good, so the fish aren't on vacation. So it continues to be good.
Bay fishing, the rigs right now.
Fishing is you do out there with some bait. That thing's really been good. Particularly the lower end of the bay has still been really good. And then I've had some phenomenal wade trips over the last several weeks. Fishing, shallow, especially early in the morning, and days where it blows a little harder than you'd expect this time of year. We've been drifting with popping corks and voodoo shrimp and gulp shrimp under popping corks, catching huge numbers of fish. There's a lot of white trout mixed in with speckled trout, and then the occasional redfish and even some flounder mixed in, especially wade fishing the slow swimming, some of the jigs that we're using, and catching actually some flounder, believe it or not. So that's always good. When I'm catching flounder, the flounder fishing is starting to get pretty good. So,
I like
anyway,
it.
But all's good, man. The weather's good, and like I said, the tide's good, and it's going to stay that way. And we're going to be again talking a lot about that transitional period coming up here in the next few weeks. We'll be talking a lot about that, just kind of keeping an eye on that water temperature.
Hey, before we wrap up here, too, reminder: you and I were talking about it before we went on. If you didn't renew the end of the last month, it's renewal time for your licenses.
Unbelievable, man. Yeah, so your license, if you hadn't been since August 31st, you got to go out there and get down there and renew your license. And it's really cool. I did mine and Miss Kim's the other day, and they got a nice little package where you don't have to remember everything, like the registry and the reef permit and everything else. It's all under one little package there, which is kind of cool. So I got both of our licenses done, and I was able to do it in about 20 minutes.
So, I mean, like, so 10 minutes for everybody else?
Yeah, but more like about 3 for anybody else. So, yeah, it was real easy to do. I love the way the state did that.
Yeah, check it out over at OutdoorAlabama.com. And as we wrap up, somebody wants to get a trip booked with you. I mean, upcoming fall fishing and all that. How do they get a trip booked?
A-TeamFishing.com is the website. And if she's got that that Beat the Heat special, believe it or not, run all the way through the end of this month. So we still have a few more dates left in September. And if you're thinking about fall fishing, it's probably a good time to do it. I know when we were fishing yesterday, her phone was dinging and ringing with trips booked and people looking for fall fishing. So if you're thinking about it, you probably ought to give us a call.
Captain Bobby, man, I appreciate it. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds good, old buddy. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, absolute pleasure. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Buick GMC.